returning to education after transplant. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Just like leaving hospital after your transplant, going back to school, college or university will feel like a big step in your recovery. Here, we explain how to manage feelings around returning to education and offer some practical advice. Planning your return to education. Going back to school, college or university can feel really exciting, but also really daunting, especially if you've been away for a long time. However, preparing for your return in advance will really help. Going back to education after your stem cell transplant doesn't always mean you should go back into full-time study straight away. Your transplant team will help you decide when it's okay to return. Remember that your recovery is a gradual process. Ease yourself back into education over time and try to put your recovery first. You may be able to do some work or classes from home or attend part-time in person. Try to slowly build up your workload so you don't feel overwhelmed.
There was a hospital school, but it wasn't like a proper school. It was somewhere we went to do colouring and things. I wasn't really in the mood a lot of the time because I felt so ill. After I left the hospital, I went back to school on phased return.
Sonal, who had a stem cell transplant as a child to treat beta thalassemia. Talking to your teachers. Although it might feel tough, it's important to tell your teachers about your condition so they can support your needs. If you don't tell them, it'll be much harder for them to be understanding and offer help when they can. Trying the following ideas might make things easier. Firstly, get in touch with them in advance. Before returning to your studies, try to contact your teachers to let them know how things are going. Although they should know why you had to take time off, they may not be aware of your needs during recovery. If you prefer, you could ask a parent, carer, guardian, or friend to help you explain. Next, think about what you need to make your return easier. It's important for your teachers to know when you have to go to appointments or might feel too unwell to study or come to classes. You might also want them to tell your classmates about why you've been off, so you don't feel overwhelmed by everyone asking the same questions.
I was lucky with my teachers in that they would send me work every single week, check on my progress, ask my friends, or get my friends to give me stuff. I was really interactive with them.
Kate, who had a stem cell transplant to treat aplastic anemia. Reconnecting with people. You might not have seen much of your classmates and friends during your recovery. For example, you might have been in hospital far from home or from the place you study. You might have spent recovery alone because you were worried about picking up an infection or chosen to stay distant because you weren't sure what to say. You also might have felt worried about seeing them because your appearance has changed since you last saw them. To make yourself feel more comfortable, you could organise to go out with people from school, college or university before returning to education. If you don't feel up to that, you could invite them to your home for a chat. It might help to take this opportunity to tell them about your experience. You can share as much or as little as you feel comfortable with. If they have questions about things they feel unsure about, it might help to show them our information about friends having a stem cell transplant. Visit antonynolan.org/friend-having-transplant.
With it being the last year of university, I knew that all my friends would be finished by the time I went back. I thought I'd be really alone, but going back has just been amazing. Everyone was so helpful and supportive.
Sophie, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. In our experience of reconnecting with people, some of us might have to cope with bullying. Bullying is a horrible experience for anyone, for any reason. Unfortunately, you might find that some people at school, college or university make fun of what you've been going through. If this happens, talk to someone you can trust and get help. You should not have to put up with bullying alone. If you're at school, or you look after someone who goes to school, you might want a teacher to explain some things to the class before returning. You can arrange for an expert to come into the school to do this through the Teenage Cancer Trust, which you can find online at teenagecancertrust.org. Teachers might also be able to explain or help you understand some of the reasons behind bullying. Although there are no excuses for bullying, you might find that people react by making fun of you because they are nervous and don't understand your situation.
I still had to wear a headscarf to school, and some of the new first years obviously didn't know me or know what had happened, so they made some comments.
Amanda, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Moving away for education. If you're about to start university or return to your studies after your transplant, you might need to live far from home again. However, this might bring up some extra challenges. You might want to consider the following tips and advice if you're moving away. Try to build and maintain a good support network, which includes making sure that people you live with know who to contact in an emergency. You could also try to move your appointments to a local hospital and try to register with a GP that has access to your clinical records. If moving away feels too difficult during recovery, you might be able to defer your studies for another term or academic year. Another option is to look into transferring to somewhere closer to home or study fully at home through the Open University.
It's amazing being able to go back to uni. I loved it from the beginning, and one of the first things I said when I was diagnosed was, "Oh no, I don't want to have to leave uni." I was convinced I could still go, but obviously my doctors were like, "No, you can't." I found it really hard being away.
Sophie, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. Coping with exams and coursework. As you prepare for your return to education, doing exams and coursework might feel like very daunting tasks. However, you can apply for certain arrangements to make things a little easier. This might include having someone write the exam paper on your behalf, also known as a scribe. Another option might be getting some extra breaks or extra time during your exams, as well as coursework extensions. You might also decide to apply for special consideration for your exams and essays. When marking your work, this means the examiner will consider your situation and the time you've had away from your studies. You'll need to talk to your school, college, or university for details of how to do this.
I knew that if I studied, I'd get good grades. I could go to uni, get a good job. I could see myself going somewhere. So I became really studious, and I think that really helped me. I got my degree, and then I got my master's degree, and now I work as a scientist.
Sonal, who had a stem cell transplant as a child to treat beta thalassemia.